From NPR News, this is Day to Day, Team of Rivals. That's the title of a biography of Abraham Lincoln written by the historian Doris Kearns Goodwin. President-elect Barack Obama has read the book, and he's said to be taking lessons from it, from the way Lincoln gathered up his political rivals and installed them in his cabinet. The rest of the title to Goodwin's book is The Political Genius of Abraham Lincoln. Well, would it be political genius for Barack Obama to install his own team of rivals? Civil War historian Matthew Pinsker teaches at Dickinson College in Pennsylvania.
There's always trade-offs in Washington, and that's the first thing Lincoln learned. I imagine President-elect Obama knows this, but when you reach out to rivals, you aggravate your old friends. President Lincoln's friends were upset, and they complained about it pretty bitterly. And then, of course, after the war was over, when things worked out and the president had been martyred, you know, all of that was forgotten. But that's why sometimes we tend to forget it, because it worked out in the end.
And let's talk about the rivals themselves once they were in the cabinet. You wrote about this this week in the Los Angeles Times in an op-ed, and you noted that 2 years into Lincoln's administration, there was a full-blown crisis in Lincoln's cabinet. What was that about?
Well, we reached this point in the middle of the war, it's December 1862, when Lincoln actually says to one of his closest friends, "We are now on the brink of destruction." And he was talking about a cabinet crisis that was the result of this friction between these rivals. There was backbiting and intrigue, and it was ugly. Lincoln survived it, and that's why we tend to forget how ugly it was. But, you know, in the first 2 years of the conflict, the president is really struggling to manage these bulky rivals.
And they're unable to, what, subsume their own egos to that of the president's?
You know, in retrospect, I think Doris Kearns Goodwin, you know, has a lot of wisdom when she says Lincoln had great personal strength to reach out to his rivals. But at the time, it was considered tremendous weakness. And therefore, people in Washington at the beginning of the administration thought he was weak, and they tried to take advantage of it.
So we're talking about Team of Rivals. This is the title of Doris Kearns Goodwin's book. Do you think that she glosses over the problems that were in his cabinet?
Put it this way. You know, she's not trying to write a transition manual. She was writing a story that incorporates, you know, 4 years. I think she's perfectly aware that things went badly for the first couple of years. But maybe some of the people who've read the book or are trying to use that term now are forgetting that.
Well, one of the people who read the book is President-elect Barack Obama. What do you think he should do, given Lincoln's history and the problems he had with his cabinet?
If you really want to know what it felt like to be Lincoln, I actually think you need to read the people around him. And, you know, they're all available now pretty easily, but the one that's the best that really conveys what it was like is a diary by a man named John Hay, who was Lincoln's closest aide in the White House. And if you want to know what it felt like to be Lincoln at that time, I think that's the closest we're ever going to get.
John Hay being, I guess, Lincoln's Rahm Emanuel?
In those days, they only had two White House aides, and so he was the second one, but he kept the most vivid diary. So he wasn't quite a Rahm Emanuel, but he was a very important figure. Later became well known as the Secretary of State himself.
Mm-hmm. Well, so what does it say, though, about this idea of assembling a team of rivals? Perhaps not as good idea as it's made out to be?
Well, first of all, I'm a historian, so I don't think anything that happened in the past is a predictor of the future. But second of all, I do think that rivals represent trade-offs. You know, reaching out to rivals is a good thing, but there are costs associated with it, and they're real, and people need to think about those.
Matthew Pinsker teaches Civil War history at Dickinson College. He's the author of the book Lincoln's Sanctuary, Abraham Lincoln and the Soldier's Home. Thank you so much.
Thank you.